music. Good morning, and welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show. We are excited to have another absolutely beautiful day here and another absolutely wonderful guest to join us on the program. We are going to talk a little bit today about advancing your business, just really how to break the stuck, mastering momentum to break through to a new level of success. Let me put on my glasses here. We are very excited again to have a dynamic a guest here with us. If any of you were trying to tie in and listen in right on the top of the hour, I apologize for some technical difficulties that we had, but we are here. We are here now and going to share some wonderful information with you. As a reminder, I want to remind everyone to stay on till the end of the program, because it is at that point that you are going to hear any juicy stuff that the guest has for you, as well as how you can continue to stay in contact with her, because this is definitely someone that you want to know and that you want to stay connected to. So let me welcome to our show. I'm going to read you a little bit about our guest. Her name is Felicia Searcy, and she is in her mastery is helping people to create a life that they love. Her purpose is her passion to empower you to discover and express your best self as you create the life that you love. She's an award-winning transformational coach, international speaker, author, and minister who has helped thousands create a path for living their dream life. For over 20 years, she has worked with people from all walks of life who are seeking the spiritual side of success. As a highly sought-after international speaker, she has shared the stage with powerhouse leaders like Mary Morrissey, the founder of eWomen Network and CEO of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey. She has also shared the stage with an international motivational speaker, Les Brown. Some big names there. Felicia's proven dream activation code helps folks just like you accelerate your results as you create a richer and more fulfilling life. So welcome to the show, Felicia.
It is my joy to be here, Julie. I'm glad that we made it work.
I know. It's always a little fun. I tell you, this year has just been, it's been interesting, and it just keeps throwing little curveballs, yeah. And we keep dodging and flowing. So let's talk about break the stuck, mastering momentum through the new level of success. Now, before we actually get to that topic, I always like to know a little bit about, help my guests to get to know a little bit about you, Felicia. What brought you to develop this business and to become a life coach or transformational coach to help people in this walk of life? What attracted you to this?
Yeah, so several layers to that question. So I'll answer from one perspective. I, like lots of other people, was rolling along in life. It was a good life, right? There was, as people often say, no complaints. Well, no complaints is neutral. And there was this desire in me that just kept gnawing at me, and I was pouring everything I knew to do to move this desire, move this initiative forward. I'd been a student of spiritual law for decades. I had used it to create a really good life. Outside looking in, I wanted for nothing, and yet there was still this longing for more. And I knew there had to be a way. I knew there had to be a way to unlock what I knew was possible. And that's when I began an even deeper, more systematic journey to work with some of the top teachers in human potential in the world and really worked to look at how do we unlock this power that we all have? How do we really granularly understand universal law in a way that will allow us to then put it in service to what's coming alive in us and in order to be able to live the life that we are created to live? And as I did this, my life took off. I mean, exponentially and, you know, very specifically, it took off in terms of my work, my business just flourished. My income has more than 10x. I'm giving to organizations that are deeply meaningful for me. My relationships are richer. We live in Southern California that we now absolutely love. We're in our dream home. Every area of my life took off. And here's the thing that I discovered as I was doing this. I love the results, but what really landed for me, and this is the thing that I am on fire with for others, is that the results are just simply a reflection of the deeper awareness, the deeper sense of connection to who you really are, and this deeper sense of communion and companionship with the very power that created us, and a greater understanding that there really is a system to our results. And so I really came to understand in a very visceral, personal way, the purpose of our dream is not to get things. You know, this is a podcast for entrepreneurs. It's not to build your business, although that's definitely a key piece of what you're doing. But even having a desire to build the business is life wanting you to discover more of who you are created to be. The purpose of the dream is not to get, it's to grow. It's for you to discover more of who you are, and it's to grow you into an even greater brilliant version of yourself. So as things really started taking off, I was like, I have to share this, that there's just too much life for people, and we live mediocrely. You know, if that's a word, it is now because I said it and it's now in the ethers.
Right. That's right.
But people live at neutral. They live at good enough. We're not created to live at good enough. Whether it's a business, whether it's your relationships, whether it's health, whether it's your time, doesn't matter what it is. We are not created to live at good. Yeah, my life is good. We're meant to live at, oh my God, my life is off the chart. I love my life. That's how we are designed. And that's what I want to help people discover.
I love it. I love it. So you talk about a spiritual success system. What is that? Share with us what that is for our listeners so they can understand what that process is that you take people through.
Yeah, so there's some really wonderful models and information out there by some amazing people. And there's no qualifier in that. And as I researched the different formulas and systems that were out there, one of the things that I saw a lot of was a get her done attitude. And what I mean by that is that there's this thing, a bit of a philosophy that it's me and I'm doing it and I just got to pull myself up by my bootstraps and we just got to work harder. And the thing that was missing for me was the awareness that there's a place where you stop making it happen and you start making it welcome. And it's in that transition of stopping the push and moving into allow that you come to discover that there really is an energy. There's a creative force, whatever name you want to give it, but it's beyond me, the personality, that when I really start deepening the conversation, my relationship, my awareness of this divine energy that is moving through me and is the creative force at work in my life, life becomes so much easier. It just becomes so much richer. It becomes so much more meaningful and purposeful. And there's it's systematic. You know, it's understanding that there really is this divine system at work in my favor, that the universe is truly conspiring for me. there's an ease that begins to seep in, that where things become so much more joyous and a much greater degree of ease, and that there's a deep sense of well-being that comes from really understanding the spiritual side of success.
Got it. And so this is what you obviously work with people through. Now, a lot of people listening may say, well, I'm on my path. I feel good. I love life. I'm working to build my empire, whatever that looks like for them. But people are still making mistakes. They're still not achieving that higher level of success that they desire so much. What mistake do you see most people making? And then how can they avoid continuing along that path and making a mistake again?
It's a great, great question, Julie. The mistake that I see people make is that they mistake having a conceptual understanding of what it is to really be on your path and where are the nuances of settling compared to that deeper knowing and application. Because one of the things that I will find is that people can say, I'm on my path and I love my life, and like you're saying, they're still not getting the results. The backing off from what's in front of you or really identifying what is it that truly brings you most alive is so insidious. It's so insidious how people water down what they say they really want. And the reason why this is important is because if you have a watered down version of your dream, if you have a watered down version of your life, even subtly, because it's all energy, you know, we're dealing with energy, you will not show up with the degree of engagement, with the degree of participation, with the degree of enthusiasm and passion that's required, number one, for you to really consistently take the necessary action steps, and number two, take them in a way that you are so identified with it and so identified with the results that your world has to reorganize accordingly. It has to rearrange accordingly. People, it can be so slight, but it's that subtle hesitation that the universe picks up as we're not really sure if you want this. And however we're showing up, the beingness is, which is why I go back to what I said at the very beginning, that the purpose of our dream is to help us discover more of who we are created to be. That beingness is what determines, number one, how you see yourself, which is super important because we will never outperform the way we see ourselves. You will never outperform the way that you identify yourself. Your dream informs how you identify yourself. If you're still identifying as the person who created your current results and you're hoping that you do this, you've got an energy of hoping and wishing, which is a hesitant energy, and you can't harness the power of your creative elements, your imaginative faculty, and your force along with the universal force in a way to truly put it in service to what brings you most alive. And so then you begin to think that maybe it's really not working, or maybe you're really not supposed to be doing this. But there's a process of taking your foot off the brake and pressing on the accelerator full force, that you're in it, you're in this. And you will not be able to do that with a watered down version of your dream.
Got it. So
those were a lot of words. I hope it answered the question.
So you basically then, one of the things you focus on is helping individuals see the non-watered down version of their dream.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, so you said it at the beginning, you know, in my bio, it talks about how I help people create lives that they love. We work with what I have come to discover to be, we work with what I have really come to discover that is the most powerful, reverent, holiest of all questions that we can ask, which is, what would I love? What would I love? And even, and so right now, listeners, ask yourself, when you look at, you scan the landscape of your life, you know, I work in four areas because everything in our life can fall into one of these four areas, your health, your relationships, your vocation, which is the core subject of this podcast, and then your freedom on your calendar and your checkbook. And when you really start working with that question, you come to find out it's not a lightweight question. That is one of the most masterful questions that you can work with because it helps you discover where you settle based on what you think is possible. It helps you discover where you settle based on what's happening in your world, where you find yourself at the mercy of things that may be going on in your world, whether it's your checkbook, whether it's your time, whether it's relationships that are demanding. I'm not saying that these things are not real and need to be considered. But when you work with the question, what would I love, that question, if you really work with it at a very deep, granular, visceral level and learn how to listen deeply to what your life force is inviting you to know, you come to discover the power that is moving through you and the power that is you that is beyond any outside factor condition in your life. And you come to discover your capacity not only to overcome, but to transcend and transform outside conditions in a way that, yes, your facts are changing, right? Your life is reorganizing, but you, again, are growing and discovering elements about yourself that have been there all along. You just didn't need to discover them living from a watered-down version of your life. So it's learning how to really listen deeply to the answer to that question. And I've had people who've worked with me for years because their life just keeps getting better. And one of the things that I keep hearing from them is that, oh my God, this is the most powerful thing, is to learn how to live from this question. It is the optimal question to learn how to live your life from.
Got it. So this is something you suggest that people really take a look at. Now, might be throwing you a curveball here, but how would you get them to dial down that big vision into actionable steps? Because I work with people who are big, white, right brain vision people, one of the things that I tell them is this is your brain personality connection. It's your gift. However, you can't always sit in the big vision. You have to figure out, how do you get there? So what do you suggest
Yeah, this is a great question, Julie. So what I help people understand, that big picture, it represents a routine, right? That your dream has a routine to it, just like your daily life right now. Your daily life has a routine to it. Your dream has a routine to it. And so you begin to literally put on the routine, and you start testing, do I love the routine of my dream? Because people often love the outcome, but they then start thinking that the way they have to get to the outcome, they don't necessarily want to do those things that they have to do to get to the outcome. Well, here's the deal. The steps to the outcome is the routine of your dream. So it's not the outcome. It's the rhythm of the day that then adds up to the outcome. And so as I'm working with people, like you're saying, the big vision, it's like, okay, so what does that look like, you know, on your calendar? Because I really help people understand that your calendar is the energetic blueprint of your life. So when you think about building that out, what is your routine as you're building it out, and do you come alive in the face of it? Do you love the routine of it? And if the answer is maybe not so much, then we look at, all right, so what are you suggesting that you're saying that I have to do it this way in order to achieve that dream? And if it's a way that you don't necessarily want to do, let's challenge whether or not that's the way it has to be done, or is there another way coming through that when you see that laid out on your calendar, your whole system lights up in the face of it, in the presence of it. The other thing is, and I saw somewhere on your website where you do some of this work, of you probably do a lot of this work, of hooking the why. Why is this important to you? Why is it that you want to build this dream out? And really getting invested in that why, and especially with the business, the impact of it. Because what I find, especially with women, is that women are not always convinced that what they have to offer is really going to make a difference. And so there's two prongs to it. Number one, really developing a routine that brings you alive, and really owning the fact that you have the desire to bring this forward means that there are people praying for what you have to offer. There are people praying you up. And the more you can step into humility, which is why the spiritual element of this is so important, and the humility is that you truly can be used in a powerful, impactful way, and set the part of you aside that thinks that, you know, who am I? And get on fire with serving that which is coming through you, I watch people then become so much more willing to take those difficult, awkward, uncomfortable action steps. You know, and then here's another area where you are a genius at, helping people understand that there's a learning curve, and that when you get started with a new routine, you're not going to know how to do it. And it's going to be uncomfortable, and there's a learning curve. And so to give yourself lots of grace as you're beginning to, you know, awkwardly take the action steps to build out this work, as you're building not necessarily your expertise in your area, but your expertise of how to actually do it in the context of a business, or grow it to the next level in the context of a business. So there's a whole lot more to the answer to that question, which we really dig deep in, but I think those are probably the three primary things. Fall in love with the routine, get clear around your why, and give yourself grace and understanding that there's a learning curve as you're learning how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. So what would you say is the most important element to consider when building a business?
Make sure you are in love with it.
Mm.
Do not build a business that you think you're going to make a good living at because you want to generate money to go do something else. If you're building a business to generate money, that is the worst reason to build a business.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. When you have water at 211 degrees, you've got hot water, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's 212, it's boiling. It's what's called a phase change. It's moved from water to steam, and you can harness that steam and light up entire cities. You have to have a 212 burning desire for your business. Otherwise, you're not going to have the steam required to really do what's necessary consistently to move it forward. And I got to tell you, a 211 degree desire is torture. It's torture. So
at the edge.
Yes. And I watch people and I'm like, oh my God, let me get my hands on, you know, move you to 212, which is why I go back to what I said earlier, really living in that question, what would I love? It is such a profound question. It unlocks so much energy, so much power in you. So yeah, if you're, you know, number one thing is that build a business that you can't not do it. You have to do it. You are compelled to do it. That's your business, whatever that is.
Got it. Love it, love it, love it. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know today before we sign off?
Yeah, the thing I really encourage you to know is that desire, it's not your desire. Because what I often hear, particularly again from women, is that they feel like that their desire is selfish, and that it's too much of an impact on the people around them. again, it goes back to the spiritual element. I want you to really get in this moment that the desire is not your prayer to the universe. It's the universe's prayer to you. It's the universe knocking at the door of your heart saying, hey, 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 there's so much more for you and from you. And as you really start listening to the your heart's desire in the question of what would I love, know that you are entering into one of the most profound conversations with that you that is seeking expression. And so do not ever see your desire as something as selfish, but it truly is the universe wanting to have a conversation with you and to help you discover more of who you are created to be.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So you have a free gift for the listeners if they go to your website. So tell us real quick about that.
Yeah. So it's basically, I have a a five-step formula, and we actually broke it out into, I think, seven steps on the website. But I walk people through the process of this dream activation code, how to unlock your power and put it in service to what you would love. It's a PDF. You can download it. You can highlight it, work with it. But I walk you through the formula to be able to take a glimmer of a desire and bring it into the reality of your life.
Love it. And that is at freegiftfromfelicia.com. Well, Felicia, this has been an absolutely wonderful, wonderful interview. How can people connect with you other than getting the free gift? What if they just want to set up a consultation with you, or they love you and they want to book you? What's the best way to connect with you?
So I would say the best way to connect for either one of those things is just to go to my website, or better yet, email me directly, or email at info@FeliciaCircy.com.
Okay.
So you can either go to my website, FeliciaCircy.com, and they'll say contact me, and the contact me is info@FeliciaCircy.com.
Perfect. Now I'm going to spell that for the listeners, and the links, of course, will be on the show page. But for anyone who wants to write it down now, it's FeliciA, and Cercy is SEARCY.com. Well, thank you so very much. It's just been a pleasant interview today, and I very much appreciate you being a guest on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire program.
My joy. Thank you, Julie.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. What a great interview. That's just, it always makes me so happy when we have powerful, powerful women entrepreneurs that you need to get to know, like that can help you to create your empire in your business or your whatever it is that you are building. So if you want to connect again with Felicia some more, all of the links are on the show page, the link to get her free gift, as well as her website link, if you didn't get that earlier. So visit the show page. If you like this interview, please share it out. If you know of somebody else who can benefit from the information that was shared today on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show, then by all means, please hit like and hit share. Let's spread this information out there and help everyone to build their powerful, dynamic businesses that they want to build. And with that, if you want to talk to us, if you want to get in contact with us at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, please visit our website. Remember, it's all plural, Women Entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. I know it's a mouthful, but it's worth going to. Visit the website if you have questions, you want more information on anything connected to the services we provide or to the program itself, the podcast show, then by all means, send us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. We're also on Facebook. We have a great Facebook group. We're doing a lot of online networking now. You know, with the things change, we used to just be a meetup group, you know, that met in person. Well, the in-person meetings have come to a halt during 2020. So we're doing virtual networking. And this is great because we're starting to bring in much more, even in international. We've had people from Brazil on there. We've had people from other countries. So come and join the Facebook group, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, and jump in. First Tuesday of every month, we do a virtual networking. How great is that? It's real fun to do it. We make real genuine connections. You are wanting to advance your business even more, go to the website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. This is a one-stop shop for women, for wisdom, and for success. Join, come in. If you just simply want to create greater SEO for your company, for your business, join at the $10 a year. $10 a year, annual, $10. You can get your basically your bio on the website. It can cross-link however many links you want, social media links, whatever, over to your website. Great SEO. Cross-linking is great for SEO. Business tip there, right? Maybe you want to do more in the business. Maybe you want to grow your business more. Become a Platinum member. Platinum members get access to a lot of additional business tools. They get a lot of additional business gifts. They get a spotlight on our network monthly networking. They also get a mastermind call with our business, our success business members once a month. I mean, it's amazing. $97 a year. Cannot beat that. For you get thousands of dollars worth of benefits for that. Now, if you are already an expert, if you have pearls of wisdom that you want to bring to other women entrepreneurs, then please think about jumping in as one of our expert members. We're limiting this. We're limiting this to 25 experts. That's it. So think about coming in and bringing your expertise, whether you are a virtual assistant that wants to help your, you know, help women to become more organized or give them guidance on that. If you are a social media master and you provide those services, or you're a coach in that area, life coach, business coach, health coach, all of those areas are areas that we want to represent and highlight you as an expert to the rest of our several thousand members. And growing every single day. So join us. Think about joining us. If you want more information on how to become any of those things, go to the member tab on womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com or send me an email, info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. All right, enough said. Join us every week here on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast or live radio show. Either way, and until next week, simply enjoy every moment.